The weather may have halted much of the activity in Atlanta this week, but that didn't stop some political jostling from still going on, this time on some of the home fronts of our legislators. Georgia Agribusiness President Brian Toler has the details.
For the past several weeks, we've been working on Senate Bill 213, which would protect farmers from lawsuits from some environmental groups if we can get this new law passed. What we saw in recent days is these environmental groups have resorted to sending mailers to key lawmakers that are friends of agriculture and telling their constituents that they are fighting against agriculture, that they're trying to let Atlanta keep the water that farmers need. Totally absurd. And so we're asking those that support agriculture to help us push back.
And Brian says the best way to do that,
just reach out to your House or Senate member and people that you know and send them a note and just say, hey, this is who I am. This is where I live, and I support Georgia agriculture, and I support Senate Bill 213.
Brian adds that if our producers do have questions about the direction of the bill,
look at who supports it. It's supported by the Georgia Agribusiness Council, the Georgia Farm Bureau, the Georgia Chamber of Commerce, and really every ag group that's out there that's active in the state capital. But you can always go to the Georgia General Assembly website and search Senate Bill 213, and you can read the bill for yourself.
Julie McPeak with Southeast.